JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Welcome to Roundabout JA. In today's program, JUTC tests out bus lane for Mandela Highway, and in glimpses of Jamaica, Stony Gut.
Help to reduce billions of dollars spent annually on Jamaica's energy bill. Save energy by reducing the number of lights to a switch in large rooms so that lighting can be turned off when certain areas are not in use. Save energy. Secure Jamaica's energy future.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, on October 24 conducted a dry run of a designated bus lane on the Mandela Highway from 6 to 9 a.m. as part of plans to reduce traffic congestion during peak hours. The dry run was a precursor to a 3-month trial scheduled to get underway on November 1st. During the trial period, on weekdays, one of the lanes in the westbound dual carriageway will be converted to a bus lane from Caymanas Bay to the Plantation Heights entrance from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. In the evenings, from 4:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., the eastbound dual carriageway will have a bus lane. Marketing and Communications Manager Clinton Clark says the removal of the buses from the rush hour grid should free up the spaces of 67 buses, inclusive of the articulated and bi-articulated units, which would have been static in traffic.
Each one of our buses represents like about 4 cars.
Yes.
So we are looking at actually freeing up space for the faster movement of vehicles.
The period will also be used to measure the impact on traffic, ridership, fuel consumption, and bus scheduling. Another plan of Vision 2030 is to create a society with a modern and humane correctional services system. It is hoped that this will help Jamaicans to be more productive and contribute positively to the growth and development of their communities, towns, and cities. In the community notice board, the Jamaica Ex-Soldiers Association will be having an old hit session on October 26, 2013 at the Old Flamingo Hotel on Trevanion Park Road. Contact the Ex-Soldiers Association at Up Park Camp for ticket prices and other details. And in glimpses of Jamaica, Stony Gut. Stony Gut, a small village located in the parish of St. Thomas, is the birthplace of Jamaica's national hero, Paul Bogle. It was in this village that what was to be later called the Morant Bay Rebellion began. Paul Bogle and the people of Stony Gut walked to Spanish Town to voice opposition to the injustices and oppression faced by the blacks in St. Thomas to Governor Edward Eyre. The governor, however, refused to see them, and the people were forced to return to Stony Gut. On their return, a violent protest initiated by Paul Bogle broke out, leading to the death of a few militiamen and some of Paul Bogle's followers. In the end, the rebellion brought about changes in the poor social and economic conditions of the peasants, not only in St. Thomas, but throughout the island. Now to our quote from motivational speaker and executive leadership coach, Alvin Day.
Human life is sheer physical, mental, and spiritual energy. The force for living is abundant in the universe, but it may be hidden as mere potential or expressed as kinetic energy. When focused, your life force is capable of immense power.
That quote from Alvin Day's book, If Caterpillars Can Fly, So Can I. Visit ifcaterpillarscanfly.com for more information. And that's the end of today's journey, Roundabout JA. I'm Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer. Until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.